great future. We're talking real money.
Hey, everybody. Hi. Welcome to Talking Real Money and a big welcome. Well, you should welcome us back. Welcome back to Tom and Don to KVI for one day and one day only. It's a surprise appearance.
For those of you who can't remember that far back, 112 years ago, we used to be here every Sunday, as it were.
With Paul with our friend, Merriman.
That's right. Sound investing.
You and I, we were on KVI, too, with Talking Real Money for a while.
Oh, that's true. Very briefly, late Saturday afternoon thing.
Right, that's true. Hey, everybody, welcome to the show we call Talking Real Money, and there's a very good reason that we call it that. We are going to talk about money. That's what we're going to do. It's a guarantee that we're going to talk about money at some point. And we would love to actually talk about it with you because you just make it a lot more fun when you call us and ask us questions. And you can call us no matter where you are in the world. No, in the country at 855-935-TALK. 855-935-8255. You can't call from anywhere in the world. Just the country.
It's only good in the U.S.
Pretty
so
sure.
What if you want to be on the show and you're listening right now in, say, for example, Norway? What
you can't be. There you go. Done.
You could call Como directly.
I'm not getting into that. You know?
Oh, I see. Okay.
If you really desperately want to ask us a question, and we know some of you do overseas because we've taken questions from overseas, go to talkingrealmoney.com and you can submit them there or even them there, and we'll answer on one of our podcasts, which, by the way, today's show will become a podcast, except I'll actually put the intro music in because I can do that when I turn it into a podcast. So
I offered, as Don knows, I offered to sing and open, but was told repeatedly.
No, he was told this. Do you know? Do you know why? Because he wanted to sing songs from Jesus Christ Superstar.
No, I had an alternative to that.
You did not really. It was bad too.
Okay. Well, you didn't give me a chance to sing it.
I don't want you to sing it.
Fine.
There's one person in your family I would listen to sing.
The singer.
You're the singer. Exactly.
Good idea.
I'm going to listen to the singer.
Otherwise, forget it.
Give us a call. 855-935-TALK. 855-935-8255. Today was a week that will live, at least in my mind, in infamy. It is the week that we got a stupid ETF in which you, as investors, not really, can gamble on stupid Bitcoin. I hate to bring up Bitcoin again, but this is just who lets this stuff happen? There's a new ETF. Its symbol is BITO, B-I-T-O. And you can invest in cryptocurrency.
Bitcoin. Can invest in crypto futures.
Crypto
not the coin.
Right. You can't invest in it. I have to change my terminology.
Yep.
You can literally futures contracts are absolutely gambling vehicles. That's all they are. When you buy any kind of futures contract, you are making a bet. You're not buying anything but a bet. You're betting. It's like betting on football games. You're betting. You're not buying the football team. You're betting on the football team. In this case, you're betting on Bitcoin.
Yeah, and apparently a lot of you like that bet because you put in $1.1 billion with a B. And on top of that, more and more financial advisors say they're recommending using crypto in their clients' portfolios. And this is fascinating to me. A survey says that 81% of those advisors say clients have asked them about investing in crypto. Now, I will say clearly, and I talk to a lot of clients, to brag a little, and I have not had one client ever ask me. Now, I know our client, they're like 50 and 60, like, oh, really old. But I think they're also kind of smart. And by the way, we'll spend a little more time on talking about kind of why.
You will do that in a minute, but 855-935-TALK is our phone number. We're pretty sure that the phone will work. We don't guarantee anything because for those of you just tuning into Como or listening to the podcast next week, Como Radio, the station on which we air our Saturday show, was hacked. So we're going to take a break here if it works. If not, we're going to be back in like mere seconds if it doesn't work. So just give us a call. 855-935-8255. I'm Don. That's Tom, talking real money. Set your course for a great future with a free copy of our 60-page Better Retirement Guidebook at Vestory.com, V-E-S-T-O-R-Y.com. The music-free edition of Talking Real Money continues. I'm Don, and you know, you were tired of the music, weren't you? But you can call us at 855-935-TALK. We're pretty sure that works. And we were talking about Bitcoin. Cryptocurrencies. Do you know?
Advice.
Wait, do
Getting
you know
that
yeah. I did not? I have talked about there being 2,500 or so cryptocurrencies, but I've been talking about viable cryptocurrencies, you know, the ones that are like mainstream, which to me seems like a lot. But do you know how many?
Shh,
weatherman, be quiet. Do you know how many cryptocurrencies there are?
Including their friend in South America?
15,000.
Oh, of course, yeah.
15,000 cryptocurrencies. Now, crypto people, if you're arguing for cryptocurrencies, which one are you arguing for? Can there be 15,000 currencies? Are there 15,000 currencies in existence? This is all silly. I could get into a whole lot more about it, but I'm not going to. I think we should talk, though, about the fact that the advisors out there, the people who are supposed to be looking out for you, are doing exactly the opposite. They're giving you whatever you want when you want it.
Well, that's a fascinating thing, because going back to the survey of 81% of advisors saying clients have asked about investing in crypto, and 17% now say they're likely to buy crypto for their clients. Of course, you cannot. Well, it's hard to buy cryptocurrency for your clients because you have to find a place to. The custodian record keeper is one of those now, fascinatingly enough. You can, of course, as you mentioned, Don, buy the exchange traded fund.
But that's BITO, a gamble.
That is a total, it's on the futures. But here's why advisors are saying they're going to offer this up to their clients, because of pressure from their clients. Now, wait a minute. I mean, the whole idea behind being an advisor is you're supposed to protect your clients mm-hmm. from bad ideas, keep them from making bad choices when it comes to their emotions. And a lot of this is, of course, very emotional, because people have seen, whoa, that guy made 400%.
If you work with clients every day, if one of our clients called you and said, Tom, I want to, and I'm not going to use Bitcoin, I want to take all of my money. I'm scared. I am so scared right now about the economy, the state of the world. I want to take all my money and put it into gold. What would you do?
I would instead move it over to an equity index annuity, of course.
That's right, because that's where the bigger commission is.
It's like 9%. We just looked at one this week. A guy made $27,000 right.
for those
an afternoon.
For those of you who can't see his face, he's being sarcastic.
Yeah. Okay, let's go. You want to talk about gold? You want to talk
about anything? I don't. Yeah, why? No, I'm just saying.
Our ideas.
Yeah. What? Yeah, no. Like, what does a fiduciary? What should a fiduciary advisor tell someone who wants Bitcoin or gold or any of this stuff?
Well, I think you started off the show saying the same word to me when I wanted to sing, which was probably good advice there as well.
No.
The answer is no. for all the reasons previously stated, and the aspect of this is something. By the way, we've been around long enough to see more new ideas. I think the quote is Wall Street comes up with, what, five a week or whatever mm-hmm. it is, and none of them are really very, very good.
Well, Eugene Fama, the Nobel Prize winner, said Wall Street tends to come up with five new ideas a week. He said, in my 50-year career, I have maybe seen five in total, maybe five viable new ideas in 50 years. That's one a decade, not one or five a week.
You know, I mean, again, and so going back to where we started, any new idea, and we do look at everything all the time because it's important to, you know what's going on out there. We've told you our reasons that we think cryptocurrencies are a complete speculation. I mean, they're truly only worth what the next person says they're worth. There's nothing Yep. behind them. There's nothing there. With a stock, you got a company. Well, unless it's a SPAC, you got... I mean, because even there, you could say there's literally no earnings. They haven't said how they're
going to invest. No, 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 no. But if you have a SPAC, a SPAC has money that they can use to buy a company. They actually have cash. With Bitcoin, you don't even have that.
Yeah,
the cash has gone to somebody else. It doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, there's new ideas that come along all the time. And I mean, I think this is, by the way, speaking of hiring a good advisor, a good advisor should have a core of what they believe and stick to that core for a long period of time. I've seen people that have started the industry saying one thing, and then 10 years later, when they find out that was a bad idea, they're like, oh, I moved over here. I'm no longer doing that. I'm now doing something different.
Yeah, but I'm guilty. I'm guilty of that. I mean, there was a long period of time when I advised people to buy actively managed.
That's true.
Yeah, load mutual funds, because there was a general belief in the industry that, and we really hadn't gotten all the great data that we've gotten to date about the differences between active, because everything back in the 80s when I started, almost everything was actively managed. You could hardly buy an index fund. They didn't. I mean, Vanguard had one, but nobody got into it.
Yeah.
So
touché.
As I've learned, I've changed, and I'm okay with people learning and changing and growing and improving, but they need to go in the right direction. And that direction is away from selling product and back to a planning, science-based approach to investing.
Well, and a planning, financial planning core to anything. In other words, if you came in and said, as people have done on the show, I just came into $200,000. What should I do with it? I have no idea, because you need to have a plan about your future, where this money fits in, et cetera. That would be the middle of any discussion. The rest of it is peripheral, right? I mean, those are other things to attach to it. So again, Bitcoin is a bad idea for a variety of reasons, but advisors who sort of, my clients really want this, who sort of pander to you, they're worse in my mind, because they are not doing their job, which is what you said, Don, telling people no and giving them a good reason that they're saying no.
Well, what about, though, those advisors who aren't personal advisors, but they still give you great portfolios like robo-advisors?
Yeah, I mean, this is one of the issues I have with robos, again, is you don't get the stopping people from making bad decisions, right? I mean, a robo will get the information from you. They'll build the asset allocation, create the online platform, allocate the assets, rebalance, all those things, which are a part of being an advisor, and I'm using air quotes, but they won't be there for you when you have this great idea and you decide to undertake it.
855-935-TALK. That's our little telephone number here. You can call us on the show. You can also call that number and we'll answer your questions on future podcasts. But give us a call, 855-935-TALK. I'm Don. That's Tom. We're talking real money. A second opinion could save your life either physically or fiscally. Let one of our Vestory advisors help you save your future at Vestory.com, V-E-S-T-O-R-Y.com. And I'm Don. That's Tom. We're talking real money on Como Radio live on Saturdays, as we do from noon to 2 Pacific time. And we also turn this show into a podcast on Monday and Tuesday, usually, if all goes well. So if you're listening to the podcast, you are probably not aware that Sinclair Broadcasting, the Como Radio stations, Como Radio and the other stations, along with their TV stations, were hacked, attacked last week. And so a lot of the computer equipment isn't working properly. So the show may be a little disjointed. I'm going to fix it for many of you in some ways in the edit. So, and also we don't know what's going on with phones and things. So we have a backup plan for that too, because thankfully you guys also send us questions at talkingrealmoney.com, and we answer those on the show and on podcasts, along with you calling them into 855-935-TALK. And Tom, here's a question for you and me.
I'm sorry, Don. I'm not programmed for that.
Yeah. The jokes are flying. The bad jokes are flying. Hey,
I'm warming up.
My mother, okay, I hope you get warmer. My mother is 98 years old. It's, you know, it's 90 degrees in Florida. I'm warm.
Yeah, that's a good point.
My mother is 98 years old.
Wow.
Congratulations. And lives in a retirement facility paying monthly rent that's affordable. She has assets of about $1.5 million in cash, stocks, bonds, et cetera, $500 in rental property. Yep. She has a living will with us three kids, splitting her assets evenly when she passes. Now, I think before we get moving along.
First of all, did they say three children?
Yeah.
You can't split them evenly.
Well, it's 33.333333.
You got to leave one just a little bit more.
One gets a little bit more. Anyway, at terminology, I don't believe you're talking about a living will. I think you're talking about a will. A will.
Yeah.
A living will is like a care directive. It's while
totally
you're alive.
Different thing.
But so let's. I'm going to start using the term will from here on instead of what the person typed. The plan is to sell the rental, so everything will be cash. The rental is old and run down, not worth the money to repair. She inherited it with a cost basis of $350, so we'll owe about $150K, taxes on about $150K when it's sold. The question of the will versus trust has come up as to which is best for her to have. We're hoping to avoid or minimize probate when she passes. We've been told to move everything into a trust instead of a will, but aren't sure that's necessary due to the simplicity of her assets. Basically, when the rental's sold, it's almost all cash. We live in the Seattle area. Can you advise which is best? Do we need to spend the dollars with an attorney to switch to a trust, or do things look fine continuing with the living will?
Well, I hate giving legal advice because
I'm sorry, will. The will. The will.
Yeah, the minute I do this, somebody's going to call me and say you got it all wrong.
Yeah, well, you can have an opinion on it. It's not really legal advice in this case because we really, unless there are some special needs, and when you have some special needs, that's when you need to see an estate planning attorney to work on a trust. This sounds to me.
Or special circumstance. I mean, I have a trust, but I have modern family situation.
Yeah, you kind of do. Yeah.
So it's a little more elaborate.
In this case, it's so simple, though.
Everybody's going to be, it's always simple till it's not. But okay.
But let's assume it's simple. The costs of probating in Washington State are in the hundreds of dollars.
Yeah, no, it's not going to be expensive.
Well, but see, one of the things is I want to avoid probate, but
people have they think it's going to be expensive. They think everybody in the world's going to know about their assets, et cetera, et cetera.
Who cares if somebody knew your mom had money and that you've inherited something?
Yeah.
In the grand scheme of things, people probably can figure out if you have money. It's easy. If this was my situation, and again, I have kind of a blended family situation like Tom, and I really should have a trust, but I don't. Unlike Tom, who's very organized and does. He is.
Or just paranoid or scared
but
or whatever
this,
it is. Yeah.
This is not a trust versus living will. This is a trust versus will.
Yeah. No, I think now having walked all through this. Yeah. I think just having a regular old will is fine.
It's going to cost thousands of dollars.
Yeah. That's the other side. It will be expensive.
Yeah. It's going to cost thousands of dollars. So thanks for your note. 855-935-TALK is our number, 855-935-8255. Send your questions in at TalkingRealMoney.com too. Are we out now?
15.
Okay. See, I couldn't hear you very well. I'm getting relayed information through my headset. I'm Don.
Five.
Tom's over there. We talk real money. Tom and I created Vestry to help everyone become a better investor, even those who will never be clients. Let one of our advisors help you start your financial plan or solve a money problem free with no obligation or high-pressure sales pitch at Vestry.com, VESTORY.com. Money talk,
Money, money, money.
No, you can't. Okay, see, you can't use that because money. That's the actual song.
No, that's not. I just made that up.
Oh, okay.
Sounds like another song, well, that's their
problem.
That's
their problem. 855-935-TALK is our phone number. You know, and there's no de minimis exemption for copyright violation. You can't
that's
just
one
do
is
like
one,
2 seconds.
Huh?
Yeah, you know, it's just.
Yeah.
All right. 855-935-TALK is our phone number. We're pretty sure the phone lines work, so give us a call. We were told they work.
Yeah.
So you might want to try because. What else you got going on this weekend? There's a
lot to talk about.
There's a windstorm coming. You're just going to batten down the hatches.
I think it's this program is that windstorm.
This has been a perpetual windstorm.
Windy and cold, yes.
Okay. Or you can send questions in at TalkingRealMoney.com. We answer those on the podcast, though. So if you want answers to those, we can't guarantee that we're going to do them on the show. Sometimes they go on the podcast, but send them in anyway. Now we do have another one of those. We have a lot of those, actually, so we're set for the whole day if we need to. The subject is guaranteed 4-6% return. And the listener states, you may want to talk about this on the show. I don't know how they can legally make this guarantee. So I went to the link he provided.
Okay, well, what's the product, first of all?
Well, it's called STAIRS. by ground like
stumbling,
floor.
Stumbling down the stairs or
it's
what?
A company called Ground Floor and they call it stairs. So really, if you're going to go to the ground floor, you're going to have to stumble down the stairs.
Good point.
Anyway.
Headed here, right to the basement with the stairs product.
They have a very nice website.
Oh, really?
And at the beginning, the very first page, it says earn up to 600 times the interest of bank savings accounts. No fees ever. Withdraw anytime. Stairs is a new type of app that combines the easy access of a savings account with real returns. We call it Savesting. Stairs puts your money to work in investments backed by real estate, and your money plus interest is repaid into your account every 5 days. Mm-hmm. So if you need to withdraw your money, you can do so anytime. But remember, the money only comes back to your account after 5 days. So it's really not any time. It's in 5 days. And they say they're better than banking because they have what they call, it's all about semantics, a guaranteed interest rate of 4 to 6%, Tom.
Okay, what
that implies?
I'm still waiting for the punchline.
That implies. See, if I'm reading that as an investor, I'm thinking, "Oh, my investment is guaranteed." Right? That's what you're thinking.
But I think it's
I put $1,000 in and I get $1,000 plus interest back. No, it's saying the interest is guaranteed.
Oh, they're going to pay you the $40 or whatever it is.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Here's the thing you have to do, and this is the lesson provided.
Oh.
You have to scroll clear to the bottom of this website. Little tiny type at the bottom, it says, see the offering circular. This is the document they file with the Securities and Exchange Commission. What is this ground floor stair thing? It is a promissory note. It is a promissory note. They are issuing $75 million of promissory notes.
You can issue those. I hope no one buys them.
And they bear an interest rate, get this, currently at 4, but they can modify it anywhere between 2 and 6. So the 4 to 6 is even an exaggeration. They can go as low as 2. However,
okay, what is the note guaranteed by? Oh, I just kind of like to know, am I going to get my principal back here?
There
what's
you
the deal?
Go. That's where we click on risk factors.
Mm-hmm.
And this is on the document they filed with the SEC. And I'm going to read this verbatim so they don't think I'm playing with the language. And it's in italics, which usually means important. Investing in our securities involves a high degree of risk. Before deciding to invest, you should consider carefully the risks and uncertainties described below, our consolidated financial statements and related notes, and all the other information in this offering circular, which is really long. If any of the following risks actually occur, our business, financial condition, results of operations, and prospects could be adversely affected. As a result, the value of our securities could decline, and you could lose part or all of your investment. What kind of risk is that? Want a free copy of my book, Financial Physics? Well, go download it right now at Vestory.com, V-E-S-T-O-R-Y.com. You want more money in your life? Well, don't we all? We're here to try to help you find ways to get more of it. But
oh, I thought you were going to hand some out.
No,
or
I'm not handing any out. I'm not sharing. I don't have that much wealth. Are you kidding? I've been in radio most of my life.
Financial talk, not financial creation.
I've been in radio or low fee.
That's a good point.
Low-fee fiduciary advising, not commission sales. Although,
And I just told you this. A woman came in the office the other day who just recently bought an equity index annuity where the payout for the party sold the product was $27,000 for one afternoon work.
Gee,
wow! I mean, that's a lot of money.
Why aren't we more crooked? Really?
We'll work on
that on
Sundays.
The boat here,
maybe,
apparently. Not too old now. I just have to turn over a new crooked leaf. Maybe in my next life. 855. Maybe I need to train my children to be thieves. 855-935-TALK is our phone number. And Alan, it is your time. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Glad to talk to you. My question is about ETFs.
ETFs.
When one buys a stock, you buy it from a person, not from the company itself. I know that. When one buys a mutual fund, it sort of goes into the fund, and they buy the stock somehow. With an ETF, when you buy it like SPY or something, Are you buying it from another person who's selling it? And where does the money, how do they increase the amount of size of the ETF? And is there a closed number of ETF dollars, I guess, in the whole thing? So how does the whole thing work when you actually buy an ETF?
ETFs are kind of a hybrid.
Yeah.
They are a mutual fund, thus the name fund. So the market maker of those guarantees to create the liquidity necessary.
Until they don't.
But they still have to eventually step in, and
yeah,
they did.
That's true. Yeah, they did.
When you have an ETF share that is a broad, like VT, which is the total world stock market, they literally own every stock in the world. They have such tremendous liquidity that it is so easy to create new shares when necessary. But for the most part, you're buying in a buyer-seller market. So if I was selling my VT today and you put in a buy order for VT, they'd match our orders up. But if as the pool grows bigger, as they can create more shares of the ETF that the market maker is putting into the marketplace because they're going out and buying more stock. It's not like they're magically making money. They have to actually go out and buy the stock and then put them into that ETF pool, which then goes out. So it might be that you're buying from the pool, but in most cases, because of the size of some of these bigger ones, you're buying from another person.
Okay, so how do they increase the pool?
They increase the pool Vanguard goes out. Vanguard, for example. I'm going to use Vanguard as an example. They're going to go out and say, we want to have more shares of VT. So they're going to take $1 billion or whatever it is and create $1 billion now worth of VT. They're going to buy the stock, put it in their vault, and they're going to issue $1 billion now to replace the $1 billion they spent on the stock. You see what I'm saying?
Okay, now where does their $1 billion come from?
Out of their pocket.
They got it hanging around. That's the
key. They literally have it hanging around. Yeah. And they know they're going to get it back in about 30 seconds.
Okay, so the pool of ETFs, the amount is always increasing or decreasing?
It can go either way.
Remember the aforementioned that I said about the downward spiral? It was 2010, I think it was, where the market makers did not step in.
Because they didn't want to buy the stock.
They didn't want to buy the
stock.
But
they have to create the liquidity. It is part of their obligation, although sometimes they balk at that obligation. And that was one of our reasons for being reticent to suggest ETFs. But now the market is so big, and the only ETFs we ever suggest are index ETFs, where there's enough liquidity, we hope, in most cases. Most cases, there should not be any problem. There might be little problems, but the market usually works that out. Alan, thanks for the call. We really appreciate it.
Great question.
855-935-TALK is our number. And Mary, you're up next.
No Mary.
Oh, no Mary. Hey, is that AJ or AJ?
AJ is also gone.
AJ's, well, fine.
How about Kevin?
Is Kevin there?
Kevin, can you come out to play?
Hey.
Thanks for being there, Kevin, because we lost.
I love listening to you, so glad you can listen to me.
Our pleasure. What's up?
I have a question about backdoor Roth. So I'd like to set one up. My wife currently has an IRA that's worth about $10,000. We're both 55. My understanding is that the backdoor Roth, we cannot have a traditional IRA simultaneously. And so I guess first off, is that correct? And if so, then what do we do with her IRA so that we can set up a backdoor?
Okay. Well, first of all, yes, you can have an IRA. But if you decide, okay, here, let's step back. The idea behind a backdoor Roth is you're trying to make a Roth contribution when your income is too high to make a regular Roth contribution. So is your household income greater than $208,000?
Yes.
Okay. So we've established that. So here's the way a backdoor Roth then works. The, you said you're 55, the $7,000, if you have that, goes into a traditional IRA, and then the next day you move that over to the Roth. That's the backdoor aspect, because you can't directly put it in there. If you already have money in an IRA, you have to move an equivalent amount. There's a ratio that goes into that. You have to move that over as well and pay the tax on that move. That's the difference. But so you could still have an IRA, but you're going to be required to move some of that over and pay tax on it. It makes it more complicated. Here's my suggestion. I would simply move the whole 10 over, make 7 of it a contribution or a backdoor Roth IRA for 2021. The other 3 is simply a regular conversion. You're going to pay tax on the 3, and now you got a $10,000 Roth IRA.
Okay, so it's just a matter of I pay tax on it, but there's not a penalty for doing that before.
No.
All right, perfect.
You can do that for each one of you if you also don't have. The key here is if you have an individual retirement account or IRA with a large balance, it becomes really not very practical because you have to move an equivalent amount on a percentage basis over to the Roth. It gets complicated and you got to pay a lot of tax on that. So if you don't have that, then it's a good strategy, right? Because now you're just taking, you know, money that has already been taxed and putting it into your Roth IRA and it's growing. It's one of the things, by the way, it's under discussion in Congress to
get rid of. I was going to say, this is probably going to be in about 2 months, a moot point.
Who knows? I don't know.
Backdoor Roth is just way too easy to get rid of. It really
is. Yeah, no, it is. It's just the playground of the rich, right? No offense, but that's what they're saying. So we'll see.
So does that help, Kevin?
Yes, it does. Thank you very much.
Our pleasure. Thanks for your call. 855-935-8255. You can call that number while we're live from noon to 2 Pacific, 3 to 5 Eastern every Saturday, or you can call that number 24/7 and leave your questions, and we will answer them on a future podcast. And if you don't listen to the podcast, in addition to these 2 hours of live show, we also create new programs during the course of the week that we put up on all the major podcast services and at TalkingRealMoney.com. We even do some video casts that you'll be among the very first people to see because not very many people watch them. And they're on YouTube. So go check those out or give us a call, 855-935-TALK. I am Don McDonald. That's Tom Cock. We are Talking Real Money. Is your portfolio a mess? You may have a case of hodgepodgeitis, but don't worry, we can help. Just set up a free, no-obligation meeting with a Vestory advisor at Vestory.com. No sales pitch, guaranteed. That's Vestory.com. And we apologize for things being a little goofy, but they're kind of good. They're all right. We're doing fine. We're plugging in there. And all of you who listen to the podcast will probably hear something reasonably normal because Don's going to edit in all the music and stuff. But if you need help, you can always call us at 855-935-TALK or ask your questions at TalkingRealMoney.com, either by typing them or even speaking them in, and we'll answer them on a future podcast. But we found over the years that a lot of people, a lot of you, have very complex issues that you need to talk about. We've had people send in questions that are 1,000 words long. And in those cases, it might just be better and more valuable to you to get some help from a real live human being. And I know you're scared to do that. You hear about all these firms that are offering this free consultation, and you know, it's like the steak dinner guys. When you go, you are going to get pitched something. You know it. And with the free steak dinner people, it's generally an indexed annuity or something like that with a huge commission. Let me just reassure you, if you go to Vestory.com, which is our fee-only fiduciary advisory firm, 100% fiduciary, we make all of our advisors available to actually provide help that you can use. You can bring your portfolio in. We'll check it out. We'll try and get you started on a plan. And we won't charge anything for at least a meeting. And there's no obligation. And I guarantee nobody's going to hit you with a sales pitch. Just go to Vestory.com, Vestory.com.
Talking Real Money. We'll be real. realize that the information provided on Talking Real Money is for educational and hopefully enjoyable purposes only. Providing personalized financial planning or investing advice takes time, so please consult with a really good fee-only fiduciary investment, tax, or legal advisor. We know a good one. Investing must always involve risk. In other words, you can and probably will lose money at times. Also, as much as you want it, no one can accurately, consistently predict the future. So past performance doesn't tell you a darn thing about what the future will bring. Unlike many other programs that say something similar, Talking Real Money is not trying to get you to buy or sell any financial products or securities. Instead, the program is provided as a public service by Vestry, a fee-only registered investment advisor. Thanks for listening, and please visit TalkingRealMoney.com for more information and disclosures. That should keep the lawyers happy.